Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by More Motor Sales in Caro, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro. The Huron County Election Commission is reviewing a recall petition filed against County Commissioner Steve Vaughn. The petition submitted by Lily Drapuski centers on Vaughn's vote last July approving a zoning ordinance amendment. During the hearing, Vaughn challenged the wording of the petition, arguing the language is inaccurate and unfairly targets him, even though several commissioners supported the same measure. The commission, chaired by Judge Julian Ferris, is not deciding whether the recall effort should move forward politically. Instead, members are determining whether the petition language meets state standards for clarity and factual accuracy before it can be presented to voters. After hearing arguments from both sides, the commission recessed to deliberate, and upon returning from recess, the Election Commission determined that the language did not meet the requirements to be clear or factual. They told the petitioner that she can return with the recall petition with clear and factual information, and if approved, then Vaughn would be able to challenge the petition. And in Huron County, emergency crews responded to a gas leak reported Monday afternoon in Sheridan Township. Officials say the leak originated from an underground utility box connected to a short above-ground pipe. No injuries were reported, and there was no damage to nearby property. Investigators determined the issue was caused by a fracture in the gas main, which was repaired quickly by utility crews. The Sherman Township Fire Department secured the area, checked nearby homes for any signs of gas exposure, and temporarily closed a nearby road while Consumers Energy crews worked to safely fix the line. When we come back from this More Motor sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Hey, this is Denny King, the King of Cars. If you're a Costco member, you need to come see me.
Denny King, the King of Cars.
At More Motors in Caro. Why? Because now until August 3rd, Costco members get exclusive bonus cash on a brand new 2026 Chrysler Pacifica or Voyager.
More Motors in Caro.
Executive members get $1,250. Gold Star and business members get $1,000. No hoops, no gimmicks. Just show More Motors your Costco membership and save big on America's most awarded minivan. And now for a limited time, stack it with the Declaration of Deals. That's 0% APR, and we pay your sales tax. Plus available no payments. Plus a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. But wait, there's more. You also get up to $1,000 select inventory bonus cash on Pacifica models. Whether it's hauling kids, hauling gear, or hauling the whole family on summer road trips, More Motors in Caro has the best deals on Pacifica and Voyager. The Costco offer is only good through August 3rd. Come see me, Denny King, the King of Cars, and see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Caro since 1965.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, a Saginaw man is facing murder charges in the death of his young child. Authorities say 23-year-old Dewan Outland has been arraigned on charges of felony murder and first-degree child abuse following the death of his 18-month-old son last summer. Police and emergency crews were called to a Saginaw home on July 27th after reports the toddler was choking. The child, identified as Giovanni Outland, later died. An autopsy revealed the boy had suffered multiple blunt force injuries. The medical examiner ruled the death a homicide, determining the cause to be smothering. Investigators say Outland was the only adult caring for the child at the time the fatal injuries occurred. Outland is being held in the Saginaw County Jail without bond. He is scheduled to appear in court later this month. If convicted, he faces a mandatory sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole.
And for your obituaries today, we have Janice Marie Sosielski, age 71, formerly of Kindy, passed away Monday, May 11th at Stonecrest Assisted Living in Freeland, Michigan. She was born November 19th, 1952. She went on to marry Henry Chip Sosielski and were married for 45 years. She is survived by her son Jess, her sisters Martha and Michelle, her grandchildren. Funeral services for Janice will be held on Friday, May 15th at McAlpin Gage Chapel in Kindy at 1 p.m. with burial to follow at St. Felix Cemetery. Visitation will be on Friday, May 15th at McAlpin Gage Chapel from 10 a.m. until time of service at 1 p.m. Memorials in Janice's name may be offered to the Kindy Food Pantry, and condolences can be shared with the family at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. And Mrs. Linda M. Rhodes, age 75, a Bad Axe, passed away May 11th. She was born in Pigeon, Michigan. She is survived by her husband, Raul, her daughter, Brenda, her grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. A celebration of life for Linda is to be arranged for a later date. Memorials may be offered in Linda's name and care of Raul, and condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpinFuneralHome.com.
For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by More Motor Sales in Caro, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro.